You are listening to Leah Lure. Make sure that you are seated in a comfortable position with your headphones on for the best effects. As always, avoid driving and or operating heavy machinery while listening to the sound of my voice. Let's begin. As you listen to the sound of my voice, perhaps your unconscious mind knows that there's something inside you that's longing. There's something inside you that's longing to belong. There's a part of you that really loves the idea that you and a whole bunch of other people feel the same way about the same things, that you are not lost and alone in this world anymore, that your brain gets to connect with other people who enjoy the same things you do. That you can find yourself dropping down deeper and deeper, and your unconscious mind just feels fantastic at the idea that you're connecting with other people, that we are all interconnected, and that you can totally notice that you are not being coerced in any way. Then perhaps you're being seduced in a way, but I wouldn't say that I'm really good at that. So perhaps you just find yourself drawn in more and more powerfully, more and more wonderfully by the sound of my voice and by the idea that we're interested in doing the same things together, that we're interested in surrendering, not to a higher self, no, but we're interested in surrendering control, that we're interested in surrendering our minds up to the delightful idea of being a little bit controlled, of being blank and mindless, of not having to worry about whatever it is that we do, because whatever we do is, of course, the right thing to do, because our brains have been taught to enjoy the idea that it feels good to obey, and it feels really nice to hold on to the idea that you like to feel good, right? I mean, who doesn't like to feel good? Think of the ways that you like to find yourself feeling good, and now imagine that everyone around you, even though they might have slightly different ideas, all also likes to feel really good. And if you feel good, perhaps a little bit of that good that you feel can be transmitted to the other people listening to the sound of my voice right now. And as you find yourself listening to the sound of my voice and thinking about what it is that you like, perhaps you understand that it feels really nice to be interconnected in a way that's, oh, so freeing. And as your brain thinks about how good it is to be free, what you notice is that you actually find yourself more and more entangled, more and more connected in ways that are really fascinating. And maybe you find yourself, as you listen to the sound of my voice, becoming more and more compelled with every single word I say. You find yourself enjoying that state of becoming more and more blank and mindless. There's something appealing about that. There's something nice about that. There's something that feels so very good about that. And you drop down deeper and deeper, and you find yourself experiencing the power of my voice and my words growing stronger within you, feeling that need to connect with other people who feel exactly or similarly the way you do about hypnosis, about power exchange, about giving in to the idea that we can all be one, and there's something really powerful about the idea that we all are part of this thing that's bigger than all of us. Now, I like that idea on a whole. I like the idea that we are in this universe, and this universe is massive, and this universe is one of who knows how many that are out there. I like the idea that we are all simply one tiny little speck. But I also like the idea that together we can feel more powerful, that together we can accomplish things, and together we can share the ideas that we all have. And perhaps even while we share the ideas that we all have, our brain feels so good. Our brain feels better and better and better at holding on to the sound of my voice and holding on to the ideas and noticing that we can connect with each other and share those ideas and those feelings with one another, so that the ideas that one of us has, the ideas are things that we can all have, that we can find ourselves experiencing how good it feels to let go of your will. Because you don't really need to have that will, right? You don't really need to worry about the idea that your will has to be free or not. Perhaps your will could actually be totally and powerfully enslaved as well, and that could be really interesting, right? What if you enslaved your will or just offered it up? And that there you were, listening to the sound of my voice, allowing the sound of my voice and my words to get more and more powerful, and allowing yourself to simply accept that you feel better and better, And maybe you feel a little bit weaker, but really, collectively, we're all so strong together, aren't we? Right? We are. So sink down deeper and deeper into trance and notice that your unconscious mind is happy to let these ideas flow through you, to give in to the idea that together we're so very strong, so it's okay if you give up some of your power, and it's okay if you find yourself giving up some of that power to me, because as you listen to the sound of my voice and my words, you feel that power coming from me radiating into your brain, and feeling your brain say, yes, I would like to feel your power coming back at me. So it's like you give up a little, and then because you've all given up a little bit, I get a little bit stronger, and then I just send that out to each and every one of you, and you can feel that power radiating back at you. You can feel that power radiating at you in a way that feels so strong. And of course, because as you hear the sound of my voice, and as the sound of my voice and my words are powerfully radiating at you, you feel really lovely. And maybe you feel like you simply need to obey, and maybe you feel like you even have to obey, and maybe you feel as though obedience becomes the most important thing right now, that and listening to the sound of my voice and noticing that as you find yourself giving up more and more power, that you're going a little bit more blank and mindless, but you're totally obedient. And there's something about being obedient, and there's something about being blank and mindless, and there's something about giving up your power that feels interesting, that feels compelling, that pulls you in, that makes you want to listen, that makes you need to listen, that makes you feel how good that is to connect. And it's not like we're all sitting around a campfire holding hands, singing kumbaya, or anything like that. No, no, no. We are collectively holding on to how good it feels to be hypnotized. We are collectively holding on to how good it feels to listen to the sound of my voice pour out of me and pour into you, drenching your brain with that shared power. Sink and drop down deeper and deeper again right now, and it feels so much better. The more you listen, the deeper you go, and the deeper you go, the more you feel that compulsion to obey, that need to give in, that drive to sink down deeper and deeper and obey. Now, this is all theoretical, right? But what kind of obedience might there be? Now, what if we happen to all live in the same space? I mean, not literally the same exact space, but what if, you know, there was some sort of maybe group of collective houses somewhere out in some beautiful farmland, and there was stuff for everybody to do, you know, stuff like farming or coding or making or sending out product, right? We could do that as a group. We could make that sort of thing happen. And then we could allow the farm, the business, whatever, to grow. And we would feel that growth inside us, right? That growth that even though we were blank and mindless, that our mind would be happy to be part of this collective, that our mind would be happy to be part of this union of all these other amazing minds thinking and feeling the same way that we do, giving up a little bit of your power, but that's okay because the sound of my voice becomes more and more powerful as you listen, and you find yourself feeling so very good about giving up some of your will, about noticing that the you right here, right now, is better than any of the yous that you were before. And it's easier for you to forget about any of those yous that you used to be, because this you right now and all the yous going forward, those strong, powerful yous that give up just a little, just a wee tiny little bit of your own personal free will and power, and send that to me, feels really good, doesn't it? It feels so good. And you notice that the strength of my voice and the strength of my words and the things that I say become more and more compulsion of you. It feels so powerful for you to find yourself more and more compelled to interact as a group together, to enjoy the state of each and every one of us enjoying the same types of things and bringing our best bits to this idea that together, all of us, can build something really amazing, something really valuable, something really worthwhile. And while you do that, of course, every once in a while, we just gather everyone together in the most comfortable kind of chairs, sofas, cushions, piles on the floor. And all you do is give up a little bit more of your power every single time, listening to the sound of my voice more and more easily. And as you listen to the sound of my voice, as you give up more power, as you give up more free will, you feel how willing you are to make that happen. You feel how delighted you are to make that happen. You feel how important it is to allow your unconscious mind the idea that no matter where we actually are, we are all virtually here. So whether or not we're on a farm, Because that would be ridiculous, right? How are we ever going to get that number of people all together on a farm when we live all across the world? But we can be here together in this space, and in this space we can do all those things that need to get done. We are so effective. This is a virtual economy, a virtual world that we live in, right? And it doesn't mean that you can't still spend time with all the people in your life. It feels really good to notice that you can still interact with your friends and family. It feels really good to notice that you could still do your job because you know there's a secret part of you that really enjoys just coming in here to your special place, to your special place where your brain is welcomed, this special place where your brain is encouraged, where you are encouraged to give up some power, where you're encouraged to go more blank and mindless, where you're feeling better and better about simply being a little helpless, listening to the sound of my voice, dropping down deeper and deeper, connecting and sharing with all the people that are around you, the idea about how strong we are together and how we don't really need that free will, and maybe about how, well, whatever's in that water cooler in the back tastes so good that you just want more, how it makes you a little bit more compliant, how it makes your brain a little fuzzy, how it makes your brain a little more obedient, how it makes your brain feel so right, that the space is right and the people are right, and the more we find ourselves interacting with one another and the more good work we do together, whichever way that happens to be, whether that's virtually or if we ever get together, you don't really care because you can feel that connective energy and excitement about this thing that we all share, and it seems more important than so many other things. And your brain really just wants to say yes and give in. Your brain just really needs to say yes and give in. Your brain feels how important it is to say yes and give in. And it feels so good that you might discover that you look down and that's on your t-shirt. Say yes and give in. But it's on the t-shirt in a way that when you look down, you can see it. You don't have to read it upside down. It's already the right side for you to look on it and to say yes and give in. Say yes and give in. And your brain enjoys that idea that the message on your shirt isn't for anybody else, it's for you. But perhaps you notice that other people ask you about that. What is that thing on your shirt? Why does it say, and they tilt their head, say yes and give in. And then you get to explain to them the delight of belonging to a group, the delight of belonging to this group where you all have the same shared interest, and it's so amazing because you feel really liberated, right? You don't need the power and the stress that comes from the outside world. I mean, you're happy to interact with it because it feels important to keep this group just private enough. We can't let everyone know about it, but every once in a while somebody asks, right? Say yes and give in. And so you share with them what it means to be hypnotized, and you share with them how good it feels to be helpless and how delightful it is to exchange that power and to give up some of their power and then to feel it radiating back at you, coming from my voice and my words, and to notice how liberating it feels for you to be free of that old world, that old you, this new world right here and right now feels so amazing, and we are experiencing this delightful collective surge of energy, and it's really nice because sometime you might feel that somebody else has more power in a certain given moment, or sometimes you need a little bit more. And we all share, right? We all share the energy and the ideas that we have and the love that we have for hypnosis and being dropped deeply into trance, and how good it feels to say yes and give in. The idea that it feels so nice to notice that you don't have to leave this group because you're always here if you want to. You can go home to your job and your family if you wanted to, but you notice that even when you're doing those things, the thought pops into your head, say yes and give in. That sometimes you just want to be back here with no other thoughts in your head, with simply the sound of my voice pouring ideas in. You don't even need to think about those ideas, right? And you don't need to think about those ideas, right? Because the idea that we're all here and we all feel so good to be here together in this shared space becomes more powerful. And the idea that together, when we put ourselves together, we can accomplish anything that we'd like to, and that we enjoy the idea of sharing this power and these ideas, and you find yourself feeling a little more weak and a little bit more helpless and giving up a little bit more and more of your power to me, and your mind might go a little more blank and mindless, but you feel that you're very good at the jobs that you have to do collectively to help us all get ahead, to help us all feel so much better, to help us all get comfortable on the pile of pillows or the chairs or the sofa, to notice how good it feels, perhaps to drool a little bit, to let our thoughts out of our head via our drool. Or maybe just as we breathe, or maybe the sound of my voice and the words that I say push those ideas out. And it doesn't really matter anyway, because whatever you were before is less and less important than what's going on here right now. And whatever's going on here right now, well, gee, you just enjoy it more. And there's everything about that that feels so good. It's as though the moment you find yourself walking into this space, you might head over to that water cooler and take a sip and sit down, and then you feel it, that connection with everybody else. You feel it. That draining of your will, that draining of your own power. But every single one of you does that just a little bit, just a tiny little bit. You don't really need it, right? You might make more. And you find yourself collectively shoving it in my direction. And my brain just soaks that up. And it feels so good. Just crackles along the air, the floor, the ether. And my brain absorbs it. And then it comes out of my voice and into your ears, into your brain, pouring down upon you, allowing you to feel so very good while you listen, while you sink down more and more deeply into that state of trance, while your unconscious mind completely and totally gives in. Say yes and give in. Say yes and give in to the sound of my voice, to the idea that together we can accomplish anything, that together we are so powerful, that it feels so incredibly good to simply listen. To drop down deeper into trance, to connect with every one of us, all of us together, our ideas bouncing back and forth about what it is that we love and what it is that we want to do and how good it feels to just drop down deeper into trance right now, to empty out our minds, to give up a little bit of our identity, to give up a little bit of our power, to give up a little bit of our free will. But don't worry, I'll hold on to it safe. It'll be so secure in my head. And you can just accept how good it is to say yes and to give in. To hear the sound of my voice and for you to sink and drop down deeper and deeper into trance and for nothing else to matter right now. And the more you find yourself dropping powerfully and effortlessly into trance right now, the better you feel. The more you feel yourself having let go of just the right amount of power, that extra, that overage that was causing you to stress or concern yourself with stuff that would be better off left behind, the more free and easy and wonderful everything feels. So you can sink and drop down deeper and deeper into that state where your brain becomes more and more content. As you listen to my voice, as you hear my words, as you give up a little bit more of that free will, as you find yourself enjoying this collective space, this connected space, where all together we do all the things that are important and necessary to keep us going, to let everything else go, to feel more delight and more pleasure, to let everything else go, to say yes and let it go, to drop down deeper and deeper into trance, and hold on to how very good you can feel and how important it is to share that message on your shirt. Say yes and let go, to drop down deeper and deeper into trance right now, to hold on to the sound of my voice and to notice that nothing else matters, that this is the space for us, that you feel so special here, that you feel so good here, that it's important for you right here, right now, to simply accept and give in, to simply say yes and give in, to drop down deeper into trance, to feel how good it feels, each and every one of you, all together, separately, and yet together, we're stronger and better and more powerful, and it feels so delightful, and by more powerful, I mean me, and you accept that because you've given up your free will, at least some of it. And you don't really need to be the you that you were before because this you is so much more satisfying. So drop down deeper and deeper and have some more, whatever it was, from the water cooler. And notice that you feel so very good and are just happy to be here, are just happy to give in more, are just happy to accept that this is your time and your space to belong to exactly the right place. All of that feels so much better. And you enjoy it, and you find yourself returning again and again and again. Hold on to that, and then on the count of 10, find yourself coming up all the way, wide awake, feeling amazing, amazingly connected, amazingly a little helpless, and so delightfully happy. Say yes and give in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. wide awake.
Thank you for listening.